everyone. Welcome to another episode of Life Chat with Viv and Vil.
I'm Vilma.
How is the weather in Jamaica? Because you know what? I don't know if you know this, but you're in Jamaica, sunny Jamaica, and we have snow here. So how is the weather?
The weather is great. I am sweating right now. I have shorts and short sleeve t-shirt on, and I was sweating. I have the fan going. I'm kind of looking out on the ocean right now and seeing people walking up and around. And I just kind of spoke to my husband, and he was shoveling snow this morning. And I was, wow, what a difference between the two weathers. Did you have to shovel snow?
No, I had to clean my car, though.
Oh.
I got stuck in the snow yesterday. What did you say?
Cry me a river. You just got to clean your car.
Yes, but listen, though. I got stuck in the snow yesterday. I had so many people had to come out their house and push my car. My Ooh. Son fell in the snow and rolling down the hill, because, you know, I live on a hill. So it was a sight to see yesterday in the snow. We had snow and sleet and ice on the road. And you're telling us explicitly of how sunny and warm and how you're in shorts right now. Interesting.
Yeah, I am so sorry about that. You know, I tried to package some sun and heat, but they wouldn't allow it on the plane to come over unaccompanied. So I'm so sorry.
I don't think you're sorry, because you don't sound sorry. You sound very condescending.
Oh my. You know, I just want to speak to my audience, my listening audience right now. And I want to say hello to all of you. And you know, you at least are not jealous about me being in Jamaica. At least that's what I'm going to assume. But you know, that rivalry between my co-host and myself. But before we delay any longer, we have an exciting show this evening.
Yes.
Yes. And our guest, this is Nicola Gale. And she is my guest in Jamaica. So I have been working, personal work, as well as working on getting guests for the podcast. My co-host is not saying that, but I want you all to know that. And Nicola has graciously consented to be on our podcast. And she's going to talk a bit about her nonprofit organization. But before she starts, I want her to introduce herself and let our audience get a little bit of insight into who she is and what her organization does. So, and I call her Nikki, so I'll be referring to her as Nikki. So Nikki, can you let our audience know a little bit about you before we get into the meat of the matter?
For sure. Good evening, everyone. And so nice to be invited, both Vil and Ven, to your podcast. Thank you for inviting me. My name is Nicola Gale, married to Vilma's youngest brother, Orville Gale. So my sister-in-law, props. Thank you for inviting me. I am a mother of, we're a blended family. So I'm a mother of five kids. What do we have now? Five grandkids. Let me try and think. Five grandkids. Oh my gosh. I'm actually aging myself big time. And my lovely husband, Orville Gale, he is the apple, the backbone, the cook and the bottle washer, they say, right? That's the Jamaican terms. I think that's why they use it. However, so yes, we have some mature kids that has given us grandbabies already, and trying to explore that world as well as everything else in between.
Okay. I detect an accent, and I know my audience will want to know a little bit about where you were born and your travels until you came here to sunny Jamaica. That doesn't sound like a Jamaican accent. You want to let our audience know?
Correct. You are correct. I was born in the UK and moved to Canada, where I met my husband, and I've lived for, oh gosh, how many years have I lived in Canada for? 20, almost 30 years. And yes, our travels has now brought us to Jamaica, where we have taken on a different adventure altogether.
Okay, and that's the adventure that we are going to be talking a little bit about this evening. And it's a nonprofit organization. So, okay, so can you tell us the name of your organization, one, and what made you want to do something like this? What, you know, stirred the idea and caused you to do something like this?
So the organization is called Hope in Reach, and we are a nonprofit organization that is registered here as a charity. It's registered with the Offices of Jamaica as an organization, as well as a charity that we have to, every 2 years, get re-registered, we get monitored, and so forth and so forth. Now, the organization started in 2017, so we've been going strong. Now, actually, on December the 6th, this is our third year that we've been going strong. And how the organization started, it's guided by the Holy Spirit. Nothing of myself that has done this. As I mentioned, I moved from the UK to Canada. And I remember when I was moving, my mother absolutely just, I mean, she was like, what the heck are you doing, girl? Are you crazy? You're moving from one cold country to a colder country. That makes no sense. And so for years of working in Canada, in the deep north, as they say, with the cold and the snow, I got to a point in my life where I kind of just threw my hands up and said, okay, Lord, I feel so useless. I feel like I'm not, there's more to life than this, which means waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning, you know, just the general of North American lifestyle and doing the rat race. You're running from to and fro. You come home, you're exhausted. You get to bed and you get a little small amount of sleep and then you're back up again. And so I just felt like my day was, or my year after year was not purposeful enough. And now, I must tell you that my husband is Jamaican birth and moved to Canada years ago. So we've had the opportunity, obviously, of coming down to Jamaica, visiting from time to time. And we've seen some interesting things happen along the way, you know, with people needing help and so forth. And I just sought the Lord. I really did, saying, you know, Lord, here I am. I feel like my day, my time spent is not valuable and purposeful enough each day. So guide me. And this is how I got led to this ministry and this time frame in my life.
Okay. That sounds right on. So you were moved, was it by compassion of what you were seeing here? And you decided that you wanted to do more?
Yes. I would consider myself a very compassionate person. And I think, you know, the Holy Spirit draws, I mean, God puts certain gifting in you and he just pulls, he works at your strong points. And that's mm-hmm. one of my strong points. I have a big heart and it just overwhelms me at times to see certain things. And so, yes, this is where the compassionate side of me just kicks in right away.
That sounds good. You know, I always hear people say, and I feel it as well, that you don't feel useful or you don't feel fulfilled. Let me rephrase that. You don't feel fulfilled until you are giving or doing things like your organization does. Right. They feel a satisfaction. So here it is, you are confirming that notion that people feel more relaxed, they feel more useful when they are actually helping others.
Right.
All right. So what does Hope in Reach do? What does it do?
Well, you know, again, when I sought the Lord, one of the scriptures that he had brought to me was Matthew 25, 35 and 36. He says, I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. And as you've done this for the least of us, you've done it unto me. And so I was like, Lord, okay, what do you see? What do you expect? Where do I go? Where do I start? And I got led into, I see people were needing. And in this society here in Jamaica, you got to understand, it's a environment that is so prideful. The nation is so prideful. So yes, they're in need, but they don't want anybody to know that they're in need, right? So the organization itself provide gently used clothing, new clothing, or new clothing, and food items to those that are financially challenged is how I'd like to say it. They're financially challenged, and that's what we try to do.
Okay, so how do you get, or do you supply these things on your own? How do you get your supplies to distribute?
So I literally solicit friends. It's mainly friends that we know of and family members. I approach them for donations, introducing the organization, approach them for donations, and they will reach out to me for items. There are times that admittedly I will take from our funds, because the thing is as well, the drawback I think with this too, people are willing to donate clothes. They're willing to donate maybe a can of whatever or a package of pasta or whatever. But when it comes to monetary donation, and I think it's the whole fear of, because there's so many charities around, as you can imagine. And I think it's fair to say that the HOVA Ed for a lot of charities, when monetary donation is made, how many of that goes into the charity itself? This is the greatest thing about Hope and Reach Foundation. Every single thing that is donated is given out. I don't hold anything back. I don't have any pay staff. It is me, myself, my husband, and if anyone that I seek as a volunteer, they know full well it's a volunteer position. We're not a paid staff. It's a passion on my heart, so I do it passionately. I don't look for pay, and I don't expect pay.
How has, another question, after I ask you this question, I will have my co-host come in if she has anything additional that we did not cover, but how has COVID affected this ministry?
Oh my goodness. So where we are in St. Anne's, if I can say that, across the board in St. Anne's, it's a tourist industry here. So a lot of the people rely on the cruise ships that used to come in. They rely on the tourism that comes into Montego Bay and I guess even Kingston, but Montego Bay is a close proximity to us. And obviously with COVID, nobody's traveling. Still no, there's no cruise line happening. So it was tough to start off with, but it's even worse now. And there are people who are just struggling big time. Giving you an example, we came down in October because we got caught up in the lockdown in Canada. And in October, we came down and the demand was so great. We had sent down barrels from Canada of food items and they just went just like that. So we put food packages together that consist of rice, flour, all the non-perishable items we kind of put together and distribute those to those individuals. Yeah. So it's been a struggle. It really has been a struggle for a lot of people, whether they were working prior to COVID and has lost that job now, or whether they weren't working prior to COVID and were struggling to start off with.
Wow, wow. You know, something in the United States of America, there are a number of people who have lost jobs, or they, because the jobs have, they either got terminated or, you know, the job is no longer there. And so we have, you know, hundreds of people who are unemployed and not being able to, you know, make ends meet. The good thing about in the United States is that there are numerous organizations that contribute. There are also people who give, you know, to students and help with schools and donate computers, computer desk, and there's a lot that goes on. I'm involved in a charity back home and I look and I say nobody should go hungry. So right. If that is happening there in the United States where you still have people who are lacking because there are no jobs because of COVID, I can just imagine the greater effect that this has on a third world country, Jamaica. So I hear you and I do understand how this could be devastating to a country who relied heavily on tourism.
Right, right. And if I can add to that as well, this year we had so many storms in the, you know, and hurricanes, right? And Jamaica had a lot of landslide and flood flash, flood warnings.
Flash floods.
Right. Yeah. And there were a lot of houses. I mean, a lot of people were affected by this whole thing. I mean, so clothing, I've got three individual families that I take care of personally. And I mean, I say I take care of the organization, take care of them. We've got orphanage that we take care of in St. Mary. We've got girls' home in Old Arbor that we take care of. So outside of just the COVID and the flash floods that we have having to deal with this year, there are other organizations as well that are still looking to us for support, you know. So the demand is great. The demand is so great, but it's rewarding. It is so totally rewarding to hear the satisfaction that you have helped somebody, you know. So yes, it's been a rough year, but rewarding.
Great.
You said that you were from the UK and also lived in Canada for many years. Now, being that you started this, assume that you started in Jamaica because that's where you reside now.
Right, right. Yes.
Okay. So do you also have the same type of organization also in the other countries, or is it just solely Jamaica?
We are registered in Canada. Taste of Hope, mm-hmm. we're registered as. And so we are a nonprofit organization. We do have our registration number in order to issue tax receipts. So if there are mm-hmm. funds coming in through Canada, and I think this is where the problem lies, to be quite honest with you, because a lot of people who even make monetary donations are looking for a tax receipt. So right. if the donation is made through Canada, channeled through that way, we're able to issue a tax receipt through there. However, in Jamaica, they don't issue tax receipts, whether you're a charity or not. They don't really honor it with tax receipts. So that's the only drawback where it is. So yes, we are registered in Canada.
Okay. And also, do you have like a tally of how many people you've serviced throughout the years? And being that Vilma mentioned about COVID, did you see an increase in fluctuation? Because I know you said there's great demand, but do you see like you serviced 20,000 2 years ago, and now you've seen a double that or whatever it may be? Do you have like a tally of how many people you service throughout the year or a year?
I don't run a tally in that aspect. When we started in 2008, we had three churches that we actually run through, because the other thing is as well is the security, right? So in order to, I kind of go behind churches and organizations, for security issues, right? So we look at, when we started in 2018, we went through three churches and we distributed. We had a food kitchen that would operate in Trelawney, and every month we would feed, there was 100 people used to feed every month from Trelawney for a year. And then now we have gone, our organization, our contacts are greatest. So we have Girls Home in Old Harbor. We have a orphanage in St. Mary. We have the hospital we've supported in St. Anne's here. The infirmary in St. Anne's we have supported. So in terms of numbers per person, I don't really keep a tally on that. I just look at the overall organization, basically, that I support through.
Hmm. And how many kids do you have in the orphanage? Because that's very interesting, because it's something that, of course, later on, we're going to ask you if someone want to get in contact with you and so forth. But tell us a little bit more about the orphanage.
Okay, so Old Harbor has girls from 12 to 20, and they mm-hmm. in that home, they have 22 girls currently right now. In St. Mary, it's an orphanage that starts from 4 to 18, and they keep 30 girls in that orphanage at any time. So those are the two that we basically focus on right now in terms of the girls' home or the children's home.
Does your organization solely run this orphanage, or is it you're in collaboration with another organization?
In collaboration with another. We make donations to them.
Okay.
Yes. And we also, we also donate to the Children's Advocate in Kingston. So they're a big organization. So children who are being abused, who have, that the state, it's pretty much like the state, they take care of those kids there as well. So we provide them with clothing, more clothing than food, because they're a state run, so to speak. So the government will take care of their food need, but we take care of their, mm-hmm. we help them with the clothing aspect as well.
Okay. You know, Vivian, this is very enlightening because I did not know all the different pieces that come together with this. But one thing that I can say to my co-host that I am actually staying by my sister-in-law and brother's home, and I see that they are doing some things here. The donations that come in and, you know, putting it together. And I know I came down before 1 year and kind of had just a little glimpse of this sorting. I tried to help, but I don't know how well I did. I wasn't hired again this time. So I see some of the things that go on behind the scene. Yeah.
Good. I know a lot of organizations do, and a lot of people, when other organizations want to give to a nonprofit organization, they want to know counts and they want to know number. I don't know if it's the same as in Canada, being that you also have, in America, we call it a 501c3. You know, I don't know if it's the same as in Canada as in America, but they want to see statistics. They want to see the numbers that you service, and then they will be willing to back those organizations.
Okay.
So I don't know if it's something that, because I know, you know, being that you're in Canada and you're in Jamaica, and you have so many relatives also in America, hint, Vilma, her sisters, et cetera, et cetera.
Awesome.
I know that there's different people would want to give into seeing that sent over to, especially when you're dealing with children, you know, a lot of people want to give to the babies and they want to help orphanages and different things like that. So that's why I really want to hear what you had to say about the orphanage and what you service and who you service, because that's something always tug at people's hearts. And I know that because I just did a Christmas smile for kids for my mm-hmm. church, and we just donate over 185 gifts to kids, four organizations. And we had, over $1,000 came in for the children also. That's above and beyond, because people want to give to the kids. But when they see that there's a need and you have, you know, stats on who you're servicing and how you're helping them, it goes a long way.
Right.
So that's why I was really asking that question.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Something I certainly would, I take that into account. And it's something that I would take on board to consider, yes.
I have a question.
And so do you?
Vivian, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Nikki, when you mentioned Canada, you're not distributing to Canada, but you are registered in Canada so that she will be able to issue receipts. So she's not really distributing, but
exactly.
You are funded, or you get funds from people in Canada.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I understand. Uh-huh. I understand.
Okay.
I was just saying hint for her that just in case you want to do one in America, we can distribute through Vilma. That's why I said that.
Awesome.
Just hint,
I like
hint.
That. I like that.
No,
Since you have so many sister-in-laws in America.
Yes, that would be lovely.
I'm going to ask my audience to take a pause and hear my co-host volunteering me. You know, did you hear her? Yep, that's my co-host.
Yes, I did.
Yes. So my co-host will put it on our website and I would have Nikki to give us that information or say the information so our listening audience can get it. And if they want to contribute, they have somewhere to do. So it goes, you know, directly to a fund. And that's another thing that you could do is have a fund set up, because what I realized, people will easily, you know, put some money in a fund, but to actually go out and, you know, do the shopping and, you know, have to worry about getting it to Jamaica, they would very well do a contribution, monetary contribution. What do you think about that, Brivelin?
Yeah, that's something she can do on Facebook also. I don't know if you have a Facebook page. You can do it through your Facebook page. Okay. Set up a Fund Me on your Facebook page and able to get funding through that way. Because you want to, you know, I know you and your husband is doing this, but you're doing great work. So you want to able to push this out and able to be a broader sense of not just you and your husband being that, you know, especially when you're doing the orphanage, especially when you're talking about those mudslide or whatever it is that happened in the countries and the need of COVID-19 affecting the country, you want to able to expand a little bit more of getting more contributions in, and that GoFundMe, especially if you have the stats, and especially you have pictures, a Facebook page, you know, showing people what you actually do and that you're not a fake, you are real, and that you are actually really doing that. So that's something that, you know, you maybe want to able to think about additionally in getting yourself more broadened on the things that you do for these people.
Awesome. I love that advice. I'm going to butt heads with Vilma before she leaves and be able to talk further on that.
Okay. Awesome. I am willing to share some ideas. And I love you mentioning Facebook, because I know a lot of us shy away from Facebook because there is so much drama that sometimes pass through the pages and we don't want to, you know, get caught up in it. But it's a very good tool. If used well, it is very good. And as Brivelin said, you know, we have seen things come across Facebook, even about here in Jamaica. We've investigated to make sure that it is legitimate.
Right.
And, you know, help where we could. So Facebook can be a great tool. It definitely can be.
Okay.
Definitely awesome. Can be.
Mm-hmm. Well, I will certainly provide you with the contact information.
And why don't you do that right now?
Okay. So I can be contacted via email right now until, I mean, as I said, I'm butting Vilma's head to go broader. But for now, it's contact.hopeinreach@gmail.com.
Repeat that.
contact.hopeinreach@gmail.com.
Awesome.
And when you said inreach, is that like the letter N?
No.
Or
in.
Oh, so in hope. Reach. Okay.
Hope in reach.
It's the accent.
No, I think you said it also and I didn't get it. I thought it was an N.
Oh, okay.
So it's not the accent, it's the hearing.
There's no accent. I don't think I have an accent, so.
Okay, so is there anything else you want to able to share with us? I know, you know, we've been talking for a minute here, but is there anything else you want to able to share that we didn't ask or anything like that? I know you mentioned about it's something that you feel like you found purpose. Yes. And if somebody wanted able to start something like this in their hometown and in their community, what would you say to individuals like that?
You really have to be dedicated. I think that's the only word that sums it up. You really have to be dedicated. It's not easy. You know, when you're soliciting people and you do get rejection, you know, and as I said, people are quite happy to dump their junk because they just want to outsource it, right? And But you then have to not be discouraged in that. As long as you know your focus, you have a focus, you gear towards that focus, and you do what you have to do, then you just keep pressing on. You just keep pressing on. There's one thing that my pastor said some time ago, and I hold on to it, and I'll quote it. It says, a drop creates a ripple creates a wave creates a tsunami. So if we all just make a drop, it will eventually become a tsunami.
Awesome. Wow.
That's awesome. Like that. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
I might steal it from you.
So again, for our listening audience, we have been speaking with Nikki or Nicola Gale, who happens to be my sister-in-law. We are in Jamaica, and she was sharing about her organization. And it's a difference between the structure here in Jamaica than in the US. So we will get a perspective on some guests in the near future that will share about their nonprofit there in the United States. And we'll see how well, you know, they are similar or, you know, different as an organization, because you have to do mainly things depending on the area where you're at. So this is somewhat different from how some of these nonprofit organizations do set things up. We have some, you know, things like matching donation that Vivian alluded to before, which I'm sure they don't do it here, or I don't hear you talk about it.
Yeah.
So it's going to be good to compare and contrast between a nonprofit organization here in Jamaica and nonprofit organizations there in the United States.
Yes,
and
sure.
If you realize, you know, I say organization and she says organization. So,
like, seriously.
I didn't even hear the difference. I'm sorry. I didn't even hear the difference.
There you go. Vitamin and vitamin, tomatoes and tomatoes. You know, yes. It's the same thing, right?
Yes. Your schedule and schedule.
Right. You know? There
right,
you go.
Right.
There you go.
And the elevator is a lift.
That's right. And we go to the toilet or the loo. We don't go to the washroom or the bathroom.
See, we're educating her guests.
I know, eh?
In countries.
Taking me there, and I don't understand why.
And you just said, hey, and that A is Canadian.
Canadian, you see? I've got a little bit somewhere, right?
Exactly. Well, thank you so much for being on, and we do really appreciate it. And whatever I may have to give to your organization, I will definitely send it through Vilma. And hopefully you guys will be blessed for many years to come, and that your cabinets and barrels that you mentioned earlier will not be empty.
To God be the glory. That is my goal. It's God. It's all God. To God be the glory. Thank you.
Great. Wonderful. So, Vivian, any last words for us?
No. Oh, yeah. Speaking of last words, another one of your family. I was speaking to my sister-in-law this week, and she said she was listening to our podcast with your brother. And she said a friend of her was like, "Oh, what are you listening to?" And she's like, "Well, my sister-in-law has a podcast." So she wanted to hear what your brother-in-law had to say. And she said, "Oh my, he had some really good information. She really loved it." So I just wanted you to pass that on to your brother, that you know, we had a extra person listening that commented that his information was really good on last week's show. So I just wanted you to pass that on since you're still in Jamaica.
I will pass that on. And last show, for those of you who are listening, if you didn't see it, you can go back. We talked about early retirement and, you know, preparing for it. And again, this is Life Chat with Viv and Will. So we do life. We speak life. So that was another aspect of life. So I'm happy to hear that. And he will be happy to hear that too.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, that's all I have to say. I really appreciate you, your sister-in-law, coming on, and I'm sure we'll meet with her another time.
Thank you.
And again, if you want to donate, it is Go ahead, Nikki.
HopeInReach@gmail.com.
HopeInReach@gmail.com.
Yes.
All right. Again, you can listen to our podcast on Google Podcasts. We are also on our Facebook. We are on different podcast media out there. And we also on YouTube and our
Vital GH Radio
that we come on every day. So there, you have no excuse for not hearing this podcast. So please tune in to one of those and give us your comments. And again, if there is a particular show that you want us to expand on that we have done in the past, we will be more than happy to do so. Or if there's any new ideas that you want us to talk about, we will also honor your request.
Yes. Well, thanks again. This is Life Chat with Viv and Phil. Goodbye.